First of all, I want to give a yashar koach to our dear friend, to Barbara Gordon, the sponsoring the limudim. Zeichen nishmas yididenu ahuvenu nochem leiben yitzchak nochem Gordon. This yahrzeit was today. Nisham shav neliyah. Whatever we have is really in his chus. Nisham shav a big neliyah, a big aliyah. He should be luchten gan eden. The whole family, Barb and all the kids and grandchildren, you and the class, only Simcha Nachas and Brach. Yeah. And now it's the outside of Divrei Chaim, so see Elena. So let's talk about Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's been a long time. Before Yontif, we were learning the Sugya. We're learning this one of the deepest Sugyas in all of Torah. And all of Yahadis, and all of Yiddishkeit, Shabbos, the Inyan of Aliyas, Ha'ilamis that takes place on Shabbos. What does that mean that Hashem Kivyochel is resting? What does it mean that Hashem Kivyochel is coming back to himself? Coming back to himself. We're talking about that, we're learning about the Rebbe's Chusi Galein. So it's Noch Yontiv, it's after Yontiv. And I want to begin with a Kashya. Because we have not just four kashas. The four kashas is just the beginning. We have many, many, many kashas, not just four kashas. So I want to begin with a kasha. By way of introducing the limud that we're going to start, maybe, I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, but the Yoshid of Hermes to learn the history of Shabbos. The history of Shabbos. To bring the inyan of Aliyas Ha'olamos, this inyan of what Shabbos is. This isn't an aspect of Shabbos that we're learning. It's Shabbos. And to understand it in a clear way, in a simple way. Everything in davening, everything in Shabbos, all the lamatas malachas, everything is only able to be understood when we understand this inyan of Aliyas Ha'olamos, before we begin the malacha of Zareya. Let's begin with Akasha. The spitz, the kesser, the crown of the davening that we have just been through of Yontif, which contains within the Kedushas HaYoyim, the Pesach, the Sukkot, the Shavuos, are the words that we all grew up with. Ata bechatonu mikol ha'amim, ahavta yisonu rotzisa ban. Ata bechatonu mikol ha'amim. Yontif, the Nakuda Pnimis of Yontif is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He chose us as His people. Hatabachatan, Mahavtoisan, Ritzisabon. It's the whole Indian of Yontif. So it's really a Pella. This is the Kasha to begin with. It's really a wonder. Sof Kol Sof, Shabbos is the greatest gift that we have of Hashem's love. Chazal describe it in that way. We say in davening, L'nisat Hashem l'kem l'goy ha'aratzai, Hashem didn't give Shabbos to the nations of the world. Shabbos is Chai Misa. The Goy is altogether Mufkas, removed from the world of Shabbos. Where Elilim, whichever Yonusach is. If there's a Bechir, there's not a Bechatonu, it's Shabbos. So even though the Nusach goes on, Hashem gave this bi'ahavel zer Yaakov v'shevom b'charta, but it's odd that the davening in Shemini Esrei of Shabbos doesn't begin with the words of Ata b'chatan. It's not b'chir of Yisrael is expressed on Shabbos as we say in davening. We say in Kiddush. Yivonu v'charta v'sam kiddush v'mikol v'amim. So where's the Ata b'chatan in the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos? The Ata b'chatan. You have chosen us. Where's the Ata b'chatan? It's a kasha. So there's a great mekubel who I was zeichet to meet a few times. It was an our generation. About your wine shops, I could say, because the fraud. So he began to unravel this mystery with the halacha. What's the halacha? Everybody knows that oichlem and mashkim, food, peiris, fruit, the marshal fruit, mask water. You can't take payers that are tmeim, a water that has become tame, and tovel it in a mikveh. It doesn't work. There's no such thing as toveling it in a mikveh. Nevertheless, there's a whole sugya psachim lamed dalet. Yeah, the Gemara is talking about the carbon pesach and many dimin and halachas and carbon pesach, chalon kodesh, carbon pesach, taharis, and the Gemara there tells us that there can be a tahara for these payers or for the water when it comes to oichlam such as fruit, b'zviyasim b'karka, that by replanting them somehow, putting them back into the ground, it's possible through that to bring them to a place of tahara, the fruit. And with water, for instance, through the mechanism of hashaka, which is taking place right now downstairs by the mikveh, where you have the water that comes, the water in the bar, and there's a hashaka of the city water, that the two waters are kissing and mixing and touching each other, those two waters. So the city water can be elevated to Mayim that are able to be Matayr, to bring Tahara into the world. So there is such a thing that food and liquid can be brought to a state of Tahara, but only in this way. By Zviyasim Bakarka, by putting them back in the ground, and by somehow reconnecting them to the original waters of the mikveh. So Rebellia brings a Tshuvas Harid in Sim Kuf Yud Aleph. Listen carefully. It's a very, very big yesod. The Tshuvas Harid explains that when it comes to the Tumah of the payers, of the food, or of the water, that by reconnecting them to the place where they came from, the shame oichel, the shame payers, the shame mayim is a misbattle, it's bottle. That new identity that these things took on in the world are removed, disappear. It's as if they return to the womb where they came from, the place where they came from. So the food becomes once again part of that womb of the karka, of the earth, of the adama. The water returns to her place of origin, which is the mei ha-mikveh, the water of the mikveh, turns in such a way. The words of the Shita Mukubetzis and Beya, Chozru l'mekoyram. Shita Mukubetzis writes, this lotion by the water that was tamei, that by being in this state of hashaka with the mikveh, Chozru l'mekoyram, the water returned to its place of origin, to its place of becoming, of its place of before it was in this world. And that brings the water, and in the case of the fruit and the earth, to a place of tahara. The shayrish, the root, the beginnings of the payers are in the ground. The beginnings of the water is the ocean, the sky. It's the beginning of the water, the rain, and so on. They were brought then into the world, they were born into this world, and there was a hispashtus, as it is with a human being, that grows and develops and picks up all kinds of stuff in the course of being in this world. But through this Zriya Ba'adama, and Hashaka and the Mehamikveh, through this, there's a return to the beginning. That's Tosis, right? Shita Mugubetzis. And that's how they explain, the Rishonim explain this din in the Gemara. So, this is a tremendous yisoid. You all know that everything exists in three dimensions of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. The world, time, and the soul. We've spoken about that so many times over the years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kriveya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established that for all three of these dimensions of existence, there is a way to return to the beginning. There's a way of tshuva. There's a way to go back to before, to the beginning. There's a way to return. When the world was created, again, you all know, the Ramban, at the beginning of Chumash, reveals to us that from that mitzias of Ephes, Muchlat, Ayin, from that mitzias of nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created some very, very darkistic, mysterious, sublime beginning. That's Bereishis, which the Ramban brings that the ancients called Chomer Hiyuli, or Heilik matter, they say in English, but Chomer Hiyuli. And that Chomer Hiyuli is the makar, is the beginning from which all of existence would then be brought forth each day of the 6 days of creation. But that's the Nakuda, Nakuda's Hiratius. It's the beginning. It's the makar. It's the mikveh. It's the moment of, well, the moment before birth of creation. Or of creation. That Chomer Hiyuli. In the nefesh, in the soul. So Targum translates, the Targum translates Bereishis b'chachmas, which all the Sfarim talk about, that in the soul there's a meter that's called chachma. Those who have learned Tanya, which I'm hoping everybody has to some degree or another has learned Tanya, you know what chachma shebenefesh, kachma, that very beginning, that beginning, that primordial point of the soul crossing over from beyond into this world, into the guf and so on, is called Chochmah Shebenefesh. That's like the Chomer Hiyuli of the soul. It's the Chomer Hiyuli of who we are. That's called Chochmah Shebenefesh. Chochmah, Chochmah. We're not focusing on those two, on the world and on the soul. That's not our avoda now. Our avoda is of course Shana, time. The Shabbos. Shabbos in time is the secret of the return to the beginning. The word Shabbos itself means Lashuv. Shabbos by Tosha. Shabbos means to return. To return. To go back. To go back to the Makor, to go back to the Sheresh. What does this mean? And this is a hachana for what we're going to be learning now, Mitzvah Hashem, starting next week, in Yoshe Devermes. To try to explain this in our language, it's a deep Indian Kabbalah, but to try to understand in our Madrega, the easiest thing is to say that the Sfarim teach us that the first letter of creation is a base, gracious. That means that everything begins in this world with two means duplicity, multiplicity. It means that you and I are living in a world where there's free choice. A world that's filled with uncertainty. Right, wrong, good, evil, tame, tar, kasha, treif. We're living in a world of the Eitz HaDa'as Tov V'Ra. A world that because there is choice, there's uncertainty. And because there's uncertainty and choices that we have to make, It's a world of scharve oinus, of reward, punishment, scharve oinus. That's the base of Bereishis. Because from that nekuda of the beginning, that nekuda of Chochmah Shebenefesh, nekuda of Chochmah Hiyuli, the nekuda of Shabbos, Shabbos before Bereishis, this is what I'm talking about, so we're not going to that right now. Really the first Shabbos, before the Shabbos of Adam Chava. From that, there would be his pashtas, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with all of the things that become added. And with the addition, with those additions in reality, from that his pashtas, during the 6 days of the week, there came forth a world where ultimately man was put into a world where things are not clear. Where things are not clear. If Adam and Chava were brought into the world of Chochmah, of the Chochmah Hiyuli, if Hashem wanted to do such a thing, that's where the Neshama is. The Neshama lives in a state of Aleph, of clarity. The Malachim are in a place without choice, without reward, without sveikis, a world that is certain, that is clear. Because the neshamas live in the root. The neshamas live in the mikveh. The neshamas live in that place of before, of the shayrish. In the place of the shayrish, there is no uncertainty or doubt. When does suffix enter into reality? When from that shayrish, from that clear shayrish, there's a hispashtus. All of us can remember, those of us actually be parents can remember that when the kid was a year old, yeah, they were making trouble, they were breaking things, they were carrying on. But this is not anything to be nervous about, yeah? But when you catch him at the age of 15 trying to look over the mechitza, you know. At the beginning, the child in that state of the beginning is still very, very connected to the makor, to the root of his existence. And in the root of existence, the shorish of existence, before there's a spashtas of friends and school and school buses and shows and people and stuff. 6 days of creation. Before that hispashtus, the child is in the place of the shirish, of the makar, of mommy and daddy. In the mother's womb, he's learning the whole kala Torah kula. In the mother's womb. Everything there is machai, everything is clear, no sveikis, everything is good, everything is beautiful, everything is just the way that it should be. In the shirish and the makar. But Hashem wanted a world of base. Hashem wanted a world of base. Shabbos is that nekuda of time. And this happens every single week. Not just 5,781 years ago. As we learned already over the past few months, the tzaddikim were living in this mitzvah. Of what Shabbos is. When we say in the davening of Shabbos, in the Kegavna that we began with, Kol Dinim Misabim Mina. Thank you, Mishkar. Kol Dinim Misabim means that on Shabbos there are no dinim. All dinim, Kol Dinim Misabim Mina. Lei Shultan HaAchra B'chol Almin. There's nothing else that shaylight. Like the baby doesn't live in a world of din. When does din begin? With the bays. With choices. With confusion. From that point, that's when dinim become part of life. Because there are wrong choices that are made. and there's confusion and concealment and so on. But when you come to Shabbos, Shabbos is taking the world and putting it back into the place where it came from. Is the hashaka of the water in the mikveh? Is the zviya of the peiros ba'adam in the karka in the earth? Is the return to that place of the shayrish? Mimela, when Chazal tell us, and the Rishonim talk about this, that on Shabbos everybody knows that by Sheva Brachos, on Shabbos Sheva Brachos you don't have to go looking for panim chadashos, right? Why don't you have to look for panim chadashos? Is that because there's no din of panim chadashos on Shabbos? No, there is a din of panim chadashos on Shabbos. Elamai, what? Shabbos is panim chadashos. Shabbos is panim chadashos. What's Shabbos panim chadashos? Because remember, we were learning a minute ago from Tosfos Reed, and Pshita Mekubetz says that this fruit that has become tameh, it's gotten lost in the hispashtus of the 6 days of the week, and it made wrong choices, so to speak. Wrong choices were made with it, and it became tameh. We also become tameh during the week. But something amazing happens when you put it into the place where it came from. It's makar, where the fruit came from. Then the Shidim Kubetzis tells us, Tosfos Reed, Ponim Chadoshes Bor Lekan. So now you're fruit. It's a Ponim Chadoshes, the fruit. The water, this is not the water. This is something new. I remember once my daughter Siri, when she was a little girl, she was listening to a marvelous Midas machine, which is a great thing for the children. It's not bad for the adults either. I mean, I know by heart because I'm a million times hearing it in the car. And I even took them once on a Chalamay to a live concert, an unforgettable concert with the Midas machine. It was running around on the stage in the youngest little, no, in Forest Hill Jewish Center, in Queens Jewish Center, and it was running around, and it was covered with silver foil. And then the foil came up from the back of the Midas machine. And it was a big case of Pampers. And all the kids were screaming, "It's Pampers! It's Pampers!" So in that marvelous Midas machine, there's a song about Shuva. Hashem is so kind, He'll forgive you. Each day you may have a new start. So I'm not so crazy about them having a Shuva song for little kids. Of Chalzais. So Suri once made a little note to give to us, myself and my wife, Ev Rosh Hashanah. She wrote on, like, in the, you know, first, everything, whatever, it was kindergarten, everything was spelled wrong, but she wrote, "This is not the old Suri, this is the new Suri. This is the Suri, the Tshuva, this is the new Suri, this is not the old Suri. But you're looking at, I look the same, everything, I talk the same, I dress the same, Ponim Chadoshes Bor Lekan. It's Chashabes Dikas Suri. Something new. Something that wasn't in the world before. Hashem Yisroch made such a thing. That midah of Chochma Shebenefesh, the midah of Chochma Shebenefesh, HaChochma, it says in here, HaChochma, Ayin Timotze, Ayin, that Hashem Yisroch gave a Hechetimtze every single week in time for the world to reset, to go back deep into the mikveh, deep into the womb, to return to the beginning before all of the confusion, all of the hastapanim, all of the hispashtus of the branches that go out from the root. When you get ready into the world of branches, you forget your root. And when you forget your root, you can do all kinds of crazy affairs. You become tomei with all the tumas of the root. When you forget who you are, where you come from, you go away from the root, through the hispashtus of the 6 days of the week. You can come, even Adam Mechavah can come on Yamad Rega to do something that's wrong. To make a mistake, and do something that's wrong, can bring tumah to themselves and to bring tumah to the whole world. But when you go back to the Makar, Shabbos Hitosha, when you go back to the Makar, in that world of the Makar, it's Ein Oid Malvadai. That's why Kol Dinam is happening. There's no Dinam. Leishul Tumachwa, there's nobody else. There's no other Kaychas that are ruling over you. All the other imaginary Shiltonis, Shiltonot, all the other imaginary rulers of the world, the most prominent is the Yetzirah. All of those other koiches of the world when it comes to Hashem, shvi'is no shvi'ikim. It's nothing. It's not there. When you're in the root, when you're in that place of the beginning, it's nothing. It's betelin of betelin. It's nothing. It's nothing. And that's the meaning of Panim Chadashas. And maybe we understand that when we're talking about it, that with the Yoshe Devei Mishnah, he does go into the sugya of the sudais, the meals of Shabbos. We're not going to be ready for that for years, Mishnah. We'll talk about that. We'll all be Mishnah Shem and Yerushalayim with long gray beards. Or we'll be ready till we get to talking about the sudas. This is the very beginning. First, we have to learn the Lama Tesmolos. But the whole inin of Oynik Shabbos, of Oynik Shabbos, Tayemer Chayim Zoh. That those who taste of Shabbos, those who taste the taste of Shabbos, those who taste of what Shabbos really is, Oynik Shabbos, Oz Tisanik Al Hashem, Tomer Chaim Zohu, they're in that place of Midachel Adanecha Sashkeim, that they're drinking from the waters of Gan Eden Mikedem. Of that which was from before. The Shurish, the Makar. And in this way we can understand why is it that we do not begin the davening and we do not have as the centerpiece of our Shabbos davening the words Atu b'chatan mikol ha'am. Any volunteers to explain why? Why not have Atu b'chatan? Why only on Yontov? Why not on Shabbos? Huh? Atu b'chatan was saying like this. It became popular over the last 40, 50 years among more of the modern chevra. They should be healthy, everybody should be healthy. Well, it became very popular to put on the invitation in b'chiras libo. You know, they're very romantic. So on the wedding invitation, they put the words in Bechiras Libo. In other words, she is the choice of my heart in Bechiras Libo. That's the Kapikarsis, you understand? It never said such a thing on any Jewish invitation until recently. Somebody thought about this, some invitation person, but somebody thought of putting this thing to make it, you know, like Anila Dodi Vadodi Li in Bechiras Libo. So, that's not what the traditional invitation, the Nusach, ever said. Ever such a thing, such a Nusach, in Bechiras Libo. What do the traditional invitations say? Ayin Beis Gimel, which means what? In Bas Gilo. Bas Gilo means the one that Hashem chose. The one who's Bashem, Bas Gilo. What's the difference between Bechiras Libo and Bas Gilo? And why is it that the emes is that all the invitations, of course, should only say, in Bas Gilo, not Bechiras Libo. It's just in Bechiras Libo. It's very sweet. It sounds nice. Let him talk that way to his wife. You don't have to put on the invitation. But on invitation, you have to be careful. The Nusach of invitation is a very holy thing. It's not stamp something you make up in a laboratory. So what's the difference? Bechiras Libo, Bas Gilo. Because when you say the words Atu b'chatanim ko'am, you know that on Yontif Be'ikah takes place, of course, b'chol, during the week. Of course, you have a 7-day Yontif, it comes out also Shabbos. But the inyan of Yontif is really a vachit gezach, right? Yontif is really a weekday thing. And on Yontif, the melacha of Eichel Nefesh is permitted, right? So therefore on Yontif, we are separating, we are making birurim and preparing and getting things ready and taking away parts that don't belong. And again, we're not going into the whole sugya of Eichel Nefesh, it's a big sugya in the Gemara and in Rishayna. But, of course, Yontiv is in such a way, the whole inyan of Yontiv is, that it's not a bittul for the whole world of Chol of the 6 days of the week. Yontiv recognizes the world of complications and difficulties. Yontiv recognizes that there are choices. Yontiv is a vachidik inyan. It's an elevation in the world of choices. And Hashem Baruch reminds us through the words that were formulated for us by the Chachamim, that we say in the Yontif davening,
The Baruch Shalom is so grateful, you know why? Ata b'chatonim mikol ha'am. Because the whole world is a taruvis. The whole world is a crazy pot. And there are 70 nations, and now there are many, many, many other nations. There are billions of people. And in this pot, the Baruch Shalom picked out each one of us. He picked out Am Yisrael, every Jew. And therefore, all of us, with great appreciation and excitement, we say, ah, at b'chatonim mikol am, ahavta yisrael eretz yisrael. You chose us and you love us. B'chira is from the world of Beis, of Bereishis, of the Hispashus into the 6 days of the week, where there are choices that have to be made. And Kivyocha makes a choice. There are 70 nations, and the Baruch Shalom goes out on many, many dates, so to speak, as took place by Maimon HaSinai, such an interesting inyan, the Torah was offered somehow to the nations of the world. The Baruch Shalom says, I choose you. I choose you. B'chira as libi. Yontif is an inyan of B'chira. And therefore, we're grateful that on Yontif, Kivyochel Hashem was machriya, the suffix between us and the 70 nations, and he was mevaira, what? Ata b'chatonim yikol ha'am. The Baruch Shalom made such a choice. There was a big lineup, and there was a big taruvis, and the Baruch Shalom said, Ata b'chatonim. And we say, Ata b'chatonim, the Baruch Shalom, thank you, you chose us among the nations. Ki'ilu, ki'ilu, there was a suffix. There's a sugya of toiv ra, and the Baruch Shalom was machriya the toiv, and we were spared, and we were rescued, and we were chosen as His chosen people. Atu b'chaton mikolam. That's Yontif. Yontif, there's a biur and there's a bechira on Yontif, a choice that's made on Yontif. If on Yontif there's the malachas of Eichel Nefesh, there's the inyanim of Birurim and Bechirim that take place on Yontif as well. That's the world of Yontif, which is a tremendous thing. It's a great thing. Ad b'chatan, ahavta yisrael eretz yisrael was gevaldik. But it's still the madrega of Bechiras Liboy, of Bechirim. Shabbos is something completely different. On Shabbos, we don't say Ata b'chatonim mikolah. It's not the davening of Shabbos. Ata b'chatonim mikolah. Shabbos is a different mitzvah. Shabbos is not part of that ma'areches habachir. It's not part of the beis. It's not Shabbos. It's not part of the hispashtos of the branches of the 6 days. Shabbos is the shorish. Shabbos is the makor. Shabbos is the womb. Shabbos is the beginning. Shabbos is the child who doesn't have any inyan of making choices between good and bad, right and wrong. All I have is my mother and my father. There's no inyan. This is my whole existence. There's nothing to choose. There's no choice. Baby inside the womb, there's no choice. This is the metzias. The metzias is only one metzias. There's no beis. There's no two choices. There's no sveikas. The baby inside the womb doesn't have any sveikas. The child doesn't have any sveikas. The misery begins with the sveikas, the bilbulim, of the espashtus of the 6 days of the week of life. But in the beginning, there's no confusion at all. Kodesh Hilachim Shabbos HaMalka. That's something that we could only receive. There's no Kabbalah Siyanta. There's Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos. Such a thing. Accepting and receiving Shabbos. Knesset sells Ben Zugeich. Every other day of the week has a mate. Shabbos comes, it's going to be with me. And the Baruch Shalom says, don't worry, Shabbos. Knesset Yisrael is you. You and Knesset Yisrael. You and Knesset Yisrael. That's not the Bechiras Libo. If the couple would really believe in this marriage, they wouldn't put out the invitation Bechiras Libo. Of course, I'm saying this. It's done in total innocence and ignorance. I don't mean to cut it. Nobody's sitting there thinking, I'm going to go against the Torah and write Chas V'Shalom. I'm using it just as a way to explain something. But if the couple would really want to say something really, really romantic to each other, they would stick to the old tradition of Bas Gila. Because Bas Gila means that you and I were together from the beginning. That you and I, like the Zohar says, were two halves, plagufa, and It's not an inyan bechira. I feel like it's bechira because I asked you to marry me, but Hashem is what brought all of this about in such a way. Just to bring to this reunion of a metzias that was from before we came into the world, from the womb, from the beginning, from the very beginning. Therefore, if the couple would really, really be confident in their relationship, they wouldn't say Bechiras Liba. Bechiras Liba is already is a Yerida. Bechiras Liba means Ata Bechaton. You chose me, you could have chosen somebody else. Bechira is confusion. Bechira is espashas. Bechira is 6 days of the week. Bechira is from the place of uncertainty, of confusion. And to make a choice, which means to be machriya safik. To be machriya safik. So that's how you want your marriage to be? I could have married 10 other girls. I was machriya the safik, and you won the contest. And she's saying, big winner I am. You won. I chose you. That's the best thing you could say on the invitation. Machriya. Not true. Best thing on the invitation is a bas gilai. Bas gilai means tamei chayim zah. It's that chiyus that comes from a place before there was any uncertainty, before there was any confusion. It comes from that place of tamei chayim zah, where there's no inyan of birurim, of toiv and ra, of choices, of there being other girls, and I chose you. The Baruch Shalom brought about such a metzias because it was something that was created, and it's something that's higher than both of us and comes from a place beyond both of us. And if the couple would live in that belief and be strong in that, again, of course, there are times when it doesn't work out, the Shem Yerachim. And even that, it doesn't work out because of the poor choices that are made in life and so on, without going into things. It's a very terrible, sad parasha. And the Baruch Shalom gave a way out of marriage in the Torah, of course. The emes, especially what I'm seeing now more than ever before, is that most, I'm not talking about people that are sick people that do terrible things, that are eating from the hand of the nachash. But I'm saying most of the couples are just nice couples, both nice, they're good people. But they got so far blundered in the chases of my mind, so that they made some wrong choices, made mistakes. It's possible, this one's possible, that one's possible. But the emes is that in that mitzvah, of us des anigal Hashem, of oynig Shabbos, of bas gilo, of before there was a base of gracious, if the chasan and kala would be able to continue living in a world where there's nobody else, no other guys, no other girls, no other choices, no other nothing, only the two of them, and to live in a way of Adam and Chavla. So then there would be no gittin. There wouldn't be any such inyanim in the world. And things will be in the future the way they're supposed to be. Therefore, if one wants to understand the panimius, the inyan of the menucha that a person has on Shabbos, all of the upheaval of our lives, that you and I don't have menucha. Don't have menucha. The reason that we don't have menucha is because of the choices. And we're crazy from all of the confusion of the spashtus of our lives that have become complicated from all the branches that have grown out. And because of that, we can't have menucha. The menucha of a yid, the menucha that a Jew can have on Shabbos. When you hear a story about the tzaddik who had a child that died on Shabbos or something like that, and the tzaddik didn't change his avodah ki uzeh. We don't even know how to understand those stories. So you always have somebody that will, you know, if you say that kind of a story, which is not a good story to say to certain, you know, a certain olim, so somebody will pipe up and say, what are you saying? This is a great rabbi. He doesn't care about his child. This is the kind of question. So that's, don't tell these stories by this. You have to be careful. That's the kind of a, what kind of a rabbi doesn't love his child? He doesn't love his child. This, what does that mean? He doesn't cry at Shabbos. He just goes on singing smears.
So how do you can't answer, you can't tell the story because you can't explain to this person what that is, the Inyan of Shabbos. The same way, how are you going to explain to a person that didn't experience Shabbos what it means, the Menucha of Shabbos, to have a little bit of time at Chaimzah, what that means? What was it like, Chavr, last week? We had 3 days, which is the fear of all Jewish women and men who like to shower obsessively. 3 days without the phone. What's the Machai tell me? No contact list. No decisions every single second. You are denied. To live in the Shirish, to live in the Makar, to live in the Mikveh, to live in that reality of Bas Gilui, of who I am and where I belong. Not being torn to shreds because of the million choices. And to whatever degree you and I can get rid of that as much as possible and ignore the phone calls, be nasty and mean and stop being stuck on that, being obsessed with all of those things and being able to come to a Shabbos, even though Shabbos is only one day. It's so sad that I was telling my kids in Yerushalayim, I'm so jealous of you that you're in Yerushalayim. I am. And I'm here in America and you're in Yerushalayim. But there's one thing that I'm not jealous that we have 2 days Yonta. I am jealous. That I'm not jealous. How do you let not to have 2 days Yonta? I don't know how I'm going to do that. I mean, we'll do it. We'll be okay. But it's going to be hard. Yismach Moshe couldn't leave because of that. In the end, he didn't go. He didn't go to Israel. He said he couldn't part with the second day Yonta. A schus to have a second day Yonta. And the holiness of the second Yantar came from the Sveik of the Yayma, in the world of Safi. It's Gilal the game, second day Yantar. For people who are so confused and gullus that they have a second day. But to be able to have that Shabbos, only a person who lives in Shabbos can know what Menucha means. Because the Menucha of the Jew on Shabbos is the Pnimius of that return to the Shurish. It's the hashaka of the mikveh, it's the zviya bakarka that brings a person back to the place where he came from, and that place which is before there was an inyan of choices. It's that reality of bas gil. Therefore, there's nothing as beautiful as Jews who are rushing on Friday because it's a short Friday. And even if it's a long Friday, you know, there's always that rush and having to make it. Some, even a person who's generally not necessarily such a big, you know, medaktik and halacha, and he's looking at his watch 1,000 times, he doesn't know what to do because this train, he missed this train, and he's got to get this one, he's going to have to get off and get a taxi at the station because he can't wait for another train. And the Rosh says, oh, look at my chevra, what they're doing, to rush back to that place of the beginning. That's what Shabbos is. The Indian of Aliyas Olam is, and how Aliyas Olam is, we just learned the whole sugi really now in a way that's very poshut. To understand it in Pnimis, we're going to begin next Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Yeshiva Devarim, which Moshe David sent you. So you should all have it there. So I think 4 pages, more? Okay. So you have it, so make sure to come prepared it's better if you print it, it's probably easier to read than read it, but to come next week, we'll begin with the Yeshiva Devarim.